It is time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She is over there, I believe, in Switzerland. She joins us weekly. Is it true? Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. It's absolutely true. From Switzerland with a few topics today, as always. The first one is linked to the environmental disasters that are taking place at the moment a little bit all over the world. Of course, our newspapers were very much concentrating on the hurricanes that unfortunately hit the US. Where now the consequences and what happened is leaving really some very difficult traces and some very difficult days ahead for the people living there. But this is the US, and what's really interesting also to notice is that things are happening a little bit everywhere. If you even take a small country like Switzerland, we have had just a few days ago a glacier where two-thirds just rolled back in the valley. This was a glacier called Trift, and it's situated in Valais, in of course a mountain area. The glacier was being observed already for many years, actually, because of the global warming. The past decades, there was a melting down that was really taking place, and they had radars and they have equipment to follow the development. And a few days ago, it was that far that they knew that a part of it would just detach. In the day before, they evacuated the people that were living down the valley. In the night, two-thirds just detached. Luckily, because it didn't detach in one piece, but in many pieces, it didn't just roll down on the houses, on the village that was down there. And the inhabitants were then able, with big relief, to go back to their houses and to their life. But at the same time, in Tuscany in Italy, a rainstorm took place basically out of nowhere. They were not expecting that. This transformed streets in rivers in the city of Livorno and killed a family of four, provoked landslides. And when one sees the pictures today, it's a real disaster. It's a real destruction. So this is not at the scale, obviously, of what a hurricane can do to us. But it definitely shows that things are happening, and natural events, even though we're always present, are definitely increasing in terms of frequency and also of strength. And this is certainly something we have to think about. Now, a subject that is very far away from the environment, but I thought it's interesting because it concerns our future. It's something that takes place at the moment in Sweden. Sweden is the country in Europe where it is the most difficult to pay cash. It's not a cashless country yet, but it is extremely interesting to see that even though last year they had some new notes and coins and a lovely one with, for example, Astrid Lindgren, creator of Pippi Longstocking and other famous Swedish people, many shops don't even take cash anymore. It's all credit cards. Shops don't take money. Bars, a coffee shop, restaurants. You can very often see a panel saying, "We welcome you, etc., etc." But be aware, we don't take any cash. I think last year even people paid cash, 20% or less paid cash in shops, which is way above average, the average numbers in the rest of Europe. On top of the credit cards, you have now all these apps on the mobile phone. So basically all you need is a mobile phone. They have a system called Swish. You just need a phone and you basically can pay everywhere. You cannot pay cash in buses either, in subways either. ATMs are literally disappearing one by one. And even in churches, they have installed the Swish system with the telephone number, and basically it all takes place electronically. I think this is an interesting topic because it's first of all, it seems to be a trend. Sweden is for sure ahead of every other country, but it seems to be a trend, even though in many countries you have some resistance because a few reasons. The first one is the fear of electronic fraud, of course. What do you do when you have such systems hacked? The second fear is when the system, for any reason, doesn't work. And the third reason is for older people that eventually are not so at ease with electronic, and also have this feeling that by paying cash, there is a better control over the expenses. So that would be for older people. And on the other side, it would be also for younger people, because it might be quite difficult to understand the value of money and the value of how much can be spent or not just electronically when there is nothing to really see anymore. So I'm sure that those are all issues that can be, of course, dealt with. But it also means that everything will be recorded. This is something that some associations are trying to make people aware, is that when everything is recorded, every single step of one's life is recorded, there will be always the risk that privacy will not be respected at one point. And this is certainly a topic that has to be also taken into account when a country decides to go for cashless. I understand that this is not going to happen overnight, and many countries have absolutely no understanding for such things. As far as I understand, in the US, this is, even though a lot happens with credit cards, a lot of people also like to pay cash. So I think there is a certain tradition there that will not be just easily wiped off, but it's I think it's safe to say that in 5 to 10 years There will probably be countries where money will no longer be required. So that's going to be interesting. And we look forward to see how all of this will work out.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.